Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Good morning. We're continuing to talk about the perils of Planned Parenthood, and our guest today is Carol Everett from the Heidi Group. And I'm sure most of our listeners don't know much about her. So, Carol, give us a brief introduction to yourself, please.
Well, I am one of those women who chose abortion and couldn't justify it. And everything in my life fell apart, but I found something that worked. Each time I sold another woman an abortion, somehow, if she was okay, I was okay. And I evolved into the abortion industry, selling abortions to other women. And at first, it was justification for my abortion, and then it became about money. I worked on a straight commission, $25 for each abortion. The last month we did 545. My last month's income was $13,625. But my overall goal, sadly, was to be a millionaire, selling 40,000 abortions a year, and I was on the way.
My goodness. So you really understand Planned Parenthood. I guess we have to ask you the second question. What caused you to exit that program and change your views?
Well, that's a simple answer. I came to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, July the 27th, 1983. My life changed, and I could no longer be involved in taking the lives of babies. And now what I want to do more than anything is to save the lives of babies and women from the horror of abortion.
Well, one of the things that we need to talk about today is the way in which Planned Parenthood works through their health clinics and their abstinence program. So tell us about the health clinics and what you see happening in those clinics today.
Well, I did work with Planned Parenthood in Fort Worth, and this is what we did. We used sex education to sell abortions. Now, Planned Parenthood has a brand of sex education, and this is what it is. They say, oh, abstinence, you should abstain. We know you're not going to, so let's teach you how to have safer sex. Now, I want you to remember there are different kinds of abstinence definitions, and their definition of abstinence is never having intercourse. Outer course is okay with Planned Parenthood. What we're interested in as Christians is abstinence until marriage. But the program that I worked with them was designed to, and they trained me and I used it, break down the natural modesty, separate the children from their parents and their values, and become the expert in their lives. It starts in kindergarten by putting the children in a circle and going around the room and asking simple questions. And now they use it, this incest and sexual abuse in this context, but what they ask is, what do your parents say to call your private parts? You know, and I know every family in the world has a different name for the private parts, so by the time you get to the third or fourth child, it's clear to those children that their parents don't know what they have. So, of course, we became the experts. Boys, this is what you have. Girls, this is what you have. Don't be ashamed of your private parts. And it escalates. It goes to the first, second, third grade. They use books called, and they're still in print. It's perfectly normal. It's so amazing. It's Not the Stork by Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E, Campbell. And those break down the natural modesty, separate them from their parents and their values because the children are ashamed of what they saw. They don't go home and tell their parents. Remember, Pastor, anytime we see male and female sex education together, that's terrible. But these books are cartoons and illustrated in cartoons and make the children question. So in the fourth grade, they're encouraged to masturbate alone, and then in groups of four or five, the same sex. And then in the fifth and sixth grade, they start actively talking about, come on in, we'll give you contraceptive.
Well, my goodness, yeah. If this is what's going on, is it going on in predominantly liberal areas, or is this something that's taking place in our general educational system?
Depends on where you are. In many places, it is the general system, but it starts in minority areas because that's what Planned Parenthood does. They focus on the minorities, and then they're now moving into middle and upper income areas. But I'm talking fast, and I know it, and I should slow down. But parents need to know what their children are being taught.
Well, these programs, just one question, if I may. Are these programs taught in the school system, public school system, or are they taught in the private clinics that they own?
No, I'm talking about the schools. I'm talking about what's done in the schools to direct them to the private clinics. These are done in our public schools, and if you think they're not being done, they are. We just caught them less than a month ago doing this in Houston. In the summer school, it's happening. And parents need to know what their children are being taught.
Well, part of what I wanted to reveal here is when a parent hears sex education. Now, I remember years ago, and I made this comment in another program, my daughter, who was now in her 40s, when she was going through sex education, I went to school to find out what it was about. And when I found out what it was about, I said, okay, I think we can live with that, and that's just fine. But they would have given me the option to drop out if I didn't want to. Now, the question is today, if parents hear the word sex education, they're presuming it's going to be the kind of education that they should have. How do we alert the general public to understand their children are being indoctrinated in something that's countercultural, maybe, but certainly counter-Christian?
Well, we have to be involved, and we have to. The churches have to educate the people sitting in our pews, so they educate the people who are not there. We have to be the message. We have to talk about what's being taught in our schools, and we have to go to the schools and know what's being taught. We have to be so involved that we understand the curriculum, we know what information our children are getting, and more than that, we must have a relationship with our children that fosters even the worst thing that happens to them coming back into the family table. I see this with my own grandchildren. My children are grown, and I have 6 grandchildren, and I see that these children are taught things, and they do not always tell their parents. Now, they'll tell me, because I start talking to them about 10, about sex. But we have to have relationships that are so open with our children that they're not afraid to tell us the worst thing they've seen today that they know will upset us.
I agree with you 100%, ma'am. And I know in our family, we respect our children and what they do with their children, but we also have a privilege of working with our grandchildren. Now, let me go back on this subject just a moment. It seems to me that when you're talking about sex education, we want to talk about it from the standpoint of prohibiting sex because we have moral standards based on the Word of God. It seems like it's very clear to me that Planned Parenthood doesn't want to limit sex. It wants to promote sex. And do they want to promote sex because that creates babies and babies can get aborted and they can make money? Is that the crass answer?
Sadly. Our goal was 3 to 5 abortions between the ages of 13 and 18 from every child. Now, why would we have that goal? First of all, we made money. But if she started using abortion as a method of birth control, she continued to use it all through her childbearing years. And that was our goal. Be certain that we were her childbearing. We were the answer to any pregnancy that she didn't want, abortion.
Well, another thing is they talk about safe sex in the condom, and that's really not true either, is it? I mean, you can't have safe sex in a condom. You can have it if you prohibit yourself from engaging in sex, but condoms don't stop sex from producing babies, do they?
I have a beautiful condom baby. No, they do not. They do not. And I want to say one other thing. I want you to remember that Planned Parenthood and the family planning outlets do not buy the most expensive condoms. They buy defective or second. We bought condoms that we knew those kids would get pregnant on. The other thing I need to tell you before we get off this phone is we actually gave the girls a low-dose birth control pill we knew they would get pregnant on. Now, how did we do that? We gave them a birth control pill that in order to provide any level of protection had to be taken accurately the same time every day, knowing full well there's no teenager in the world that does anything at the same time every day. And we actually looked at the statistics, and we could tell that any time anyone went on, any of those girls went on a method of birth control, the sexual activity went from 0 once a week to 5 to 7 times a week. The pill would not work. And what did we have?
Oh,
our goal.
Goodness. That's like planting a bomb in somebody's house and then having it explode. They're telling the children when they use this method, they're going to protect themselves from pregnancy. But actually, it's promote pregnancy, so they'll get an unwanted pregnancy, so they'll have an abortion, so Planned Parenthood will make money. Is that the logic?
Yes, sir. There's a 42% repeat rate in this nation.
Oh, my goodness.
42% abortion repeat rate. That's what the business model of Planned Parenthood has provided for the nation of United States.
Well, we've been talking about the perils of Planned Parenthood, and I guess for the parents who are listening to this program, number one, we encourage you to spend time finding out what your school teaches. Secondly, spend time talking about with this subject with your children. Sometimes we find parents are reluctant to talk about it until the kids get engaged in it, and then it's too late. And then thirdly, we recommend that pastors and youth groups and other people think about how to have a healthy program to teach them the truths that really counter the lies of Planned Parenthood. We thank you for being our guest today, Carol. We admire your zeal and your diligence for what you're doing. And certainly we want to stand up and be counted for righteousness. Thank you so much. Join us next week at the frontier where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.
Mars Hill Energy Productions.